Is the 10,000-hour rule a general rule of success? If we scratch below the surface of every great achiever, do we always find the equivalent of the Michigan Computer Center or the hockey all-star team, some sort of special opportunity for practice? Let's test the idea with two examples. And for the sake of simplicity, let's make them as familiar as possible. The Beatles, one of the most famous rock bands ever, and Bill Gates, one of the world's richest men. The Beatles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, came to the United States in February of 1964, starting the so-called British invasion of the American music scene and putting out a string of hit records that transformed the face of popular music. The first interesting thing about the Beatles, for our purposes, is how long they had already been together by the time they reached the United States. Lennon and McCartney first started playing together in 1957, 7 years prior to landing in America. Incidentally, the time that elapsed between their founding and their arguably greatest artistic achievements, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and the Beatles' White Album, is 10 years. And if you look even more closely at those long years of preparation, you'll find an experience that, in the context of hockey players and Bill Joy and world-class violinists, sounds awfully familiar. In 1960, while they were still a struggling high school rock band, the Beatles were invited to play in Hamburg, Germany. Hamburg in those days did not have rock and roll music clubs. It had strip clubs, says Philip Norman, who wrote the Beatles' biography, Shout. There was one particular club owner called Bruno, who was originally a fairground showman. He had the idea of bringing in rock groups to play in various clubs. They had this formula. It was a huge nonstop show, hour after hour, with a lot of people lurching in and the other lot lurching out.